Okay, so 400 euros. Whoa.
Yeah.
That's a serious chunk of change for dinner, right?
Yep.
I mean, you're thinking special occasion, you're expecting a night to remember, but what happens when that night to remember takes a bit of a turn? Let's just say an unexpected digestive turn.
Yeah, sounds like a recipe for disaster.
It kind of is, actually, and it makes for a fascinating deep dive. Welcome to the deep dive, everyone, where we dive deep into a specific source. And for you today, we are taking a look at this article titled Duur Uit Eten.
Duur Uit Eten.
Yeah, that's Dutch for, expensive dining out.
Okay, so right off the bat, we are talking about potentially some financial regrets.
Exactly. And this article is actually part of a larger series about people's money mistakes.
Oh, interesting. So we've got the context of financial responsibility woven in here.
We do. And the real heart of this story is Sabine van Boxtel's experience. She decided to treat her boyfriend to a birthday dinner in Amsterdam. He was turning 50. It was a big deal.
50. That is a milestone birthday. So we're already seeing layers here. It's not just about the money. It's about relationships, special occasions, maybe a little bit of pressure to get things right.
Absolutely. And, on the surface, this might seem like just a funny anecdote about a dinner gone wrong, but there's some real depth here
Yeah.
about, those awkward moments in relationships and also just how life can throw you a curveball even when you've planned everything perfectly.
Right, like those moments when your body has other plans.
Exactly. So let's get into the specifics. Sabine and her boyfriend, they were in a long-distance relationship. She was in the Netherlands. He was in southern Sweden.
Okay, so already we're seeing some commitment here. Long distance isn't easy.
Not at all.
Yeah.
They were making the effort to see each other every couple of months. This wasn't just a quick, hey, let's grab coffee kind of thing. These visits were planned. They were anticipated.
Yeah, those visits become extra special when you're not seeing each other all the time. Each one feels like a mini event.
Totally. So picture this. His 50th birthday rolls around 2022, and Sabine wants to make it unforgettable, right? She picks this French restaurant in Amsterdam. And she even mentions in the article that this wasn't her usual scene. Definitely not a place she'd frequent on her own.
So she's already stepping outside her comfort zone a bit, maybe even splurging a little.
Definitely splurging. And she didn't stop there. She books a hotel room, one with a jacuzzi. Now keep in mind, she's got teenage sons at home. They're taking care of pizza in the oven. No worries there. But she's clearly thinking ahead, creating a romantic private setting for after dinner. You can really sense her wanting to spoil him.
It's like she's orchestrated this whole experience, right? There's the fancy dinner, the romantic hotel room, the thoughtfulness of arranging things at home so they can have some alone time. It's quite touching, really.
It is. There's so much care put into it. But here's where things take a turn. The dietary dilemma. Sabine has this known sensitivity to eggs.
Oh, this is where I might be heading into trouble.
We are. So what'd she order for an appetizer? Hard-boiled eggs with anchovy mayonnaise.
Oh no, it's like that universal experience of knowing you shouldn't, but doing it anyway.
Right. And her internal monologue in the article is priceless. She says, and I quote, "But I was out and I thought that hard-boiled eggs in such an expensive restaurant would be good. I also like eggs so much that I couldn't resist. I thought it should be okay, but it wasn't."
You can just hear the internal struggle, can't you? That hope that maybe this time will be different.
Exactly. It's like the fancy atmosphere somehow convinced her that the rules of food sensitivity didn't apply.
And maybe there's a bit of that treat yourself mentality at play too. Like when you're already spending a lot, it's easier to justify an indulgence, even if it might be risky.
Oh, absolutely. Plus, there's this little detail she throws in about her mother's theory about her egg sensitivity. Apparently, her mom believes it's linked to the eggs not being cooked or baked long enough. So maybe in Sabine's mind, hard-boiled seemed like a safe bet.
Ah, so a bit of folk wisdom mixed in with the decision making. That's interesting how these personal beliefs and family lore can sometimes influence our choices, even when it comes to something as basic as what we eat.
So they enjoy their meal. Everything seems fine. And then after dessert and espresso, the trouble starts.
Wow. And was it an immediate reaction?
Not right away,
Yeah.
which is almost worse, hints are later as they're leaving the restaurant.
Okay, so there's this period of normalcy of enjoying the evening, and then bam, the body throws a wrench in the works.
Exactly. She rushes to the restroom, but initially she probably thinks she's okay, a minor inconvenience. They head out to the cool Amsterdam night, making their way to the hotel, which thankfully wasn't far. But those few blocks, they felt a lot longer.
Oh, I can only imagine when you're in that situation, every minute feels like an hour.
This is where the article gets so vivid and relatable. Sabine says, I really thought I was going to do it in my pants. The hotel was only a few streets away from the restaurant, but for me, it felt like an eternity to get there.
Oh, man, that feeling of urgency and knowing you might not make it is just the worst. It's like your body is betraying you at the worst possible moment.
It is. So they get to the hotel, and it's a mad dash for the bathroom. She's trying to be discreet, keep things quiet for her boyfriend in the next room. She even says, "I just kept flushing so he wouldn't pick up on the smells and noises."
I love that detail. It's so human, so real. We've all been there trying to hide those embarrassing bodily functions. But it also speaks to that dynamic in new relationships, that desire to present your best self, even when you're literally falling apart.
The poor boyfriend is completely clueless, right? He knocks on the door asking, "Is everything okay?"
Yeah.
And she lies. She says yes.
Yeah.
I said yes because I was so embarrassed. We had only been together for such a short time that I didn't dare to be open about physical discomfort like this.
It's so relatable. In the early stages of a relationship, you're still figuring out those boundaries of comfort and intimacy.
Oh.
When is it okay to let your guard down? When is it too soon to reveal your less glamorous side?
So, needless to say, the romantic evening she had envisioned kind of went out the window. When she finally emerges from the bathroom, he's already in bed. She's feeling awful, dizzy. The sexy lingerie she had packed. Yeah, that stayed in the suitcase.
Poor Sabine. All that planning and effort for a romantic evening gone awry. It's like a reminder that even with the best intentions, life can throw you a curveball. And sometimes that curveball comes in the form of digestive distress.
It does. But his reaction is actually pretty great. He says, "I think we'll skip the jacuzzi tonight." You know, he's understanding, but there's also this hint of humor, which I think is so important.
Totally. It's that ability to laugh at the situation together that can really bond people. It shows a level of comfort and acceptance that's actually quite heartwarming.
And Sabine, bless her heart, she spends the night tossing and turning, not just from feeling sick, but also from the regret of the wasted money. She says, "I didn't sleep a wink that night, and it wasn't until the night after that I felt better. But I was terribly annoyed that I had spent so much money on a completely failed evening."
Oof. Yeah, I can see that the financial aspect adds another layer of frustration. Like, not only was the evening a bust, but it was an expensive bust. It's a good reminder to be mindful of our spending, but also that sometimes, no matter how much you plan, things don't always go your way.
Exactly. And you know what's really sweet? Despite it all, they can now look back on that night and laugh. They even call it their first truly intimate evening together.
That is so great. It's like they took this awful experience and turned it into a shared memory, something that brought them closer. That speaks volumes about their relationship.
It really does. So what was the big takeaway for Sabine? Well, she still eats eggs sometimes, but she says, "I will never risk eating eggs again when I have a special and expensive outing planned. I learned that lesson."
A hard lesson learned, but a valuable one nonetheless. I guess it's all about picking your battles and deciding what's worth the risk. For our listeners, what are those eggs in your life? The things you know might cause trouble, but you sometimes tempt fate anyway, especially when you've got something big riding on it.
That's a great question. It's a reminder that we all have those vulnerabilities, those things that can trip us up, even when we think we've got it all figured out. So to wrap up, for our listeners today, the key takeaway is that even the best laid plans can go awry. You can book the fanciest restaurant, pack the sexiest lingerie, have the jacuzzi all warmed up and ready, but sometimes life throws you a curveball and it might just involve an upset stomach.
It's true. We started with a story about a financial mishap, but we really ended up exploring so much more. The complexities of long-distance relationships, the awkwardness of early intimacy, the way shared adversity can unexpectedly strengthen a bond, and ultimately the power of humor and perspective in navigating life's little disasters.
Exactly. So here's a thought for you to chew on. Have you ever had a special occasion totally derailed by something totally unexpected? What did you learn about yourself, your relationships, or even just about the unpredictable nature of life from that experience? Thanks for joining us on this deep dive.